A bacha came over to me recently, and since it's Erev Shavuos, so a bacha came over to me recently. I'm sure. Not here in Yeshiva anyway. Went to Lakewood, and choshev a bacha masmid lamdin. And Bokhar's been learning for many years. He doesn't learn in our building, he learns in a lot of other buildings. And he said to me, he wants to know Bemis. He's putting all his kaifas in 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, into learning Torah. What's exactly going on here? What's he doing exactly? Yeah, it's a mitzvah. Why doesn't he go visit people in the hospital, give out bananas in nursing homes? Old people go sing, dance. What's the mitzvah? More question of mitzvah. What's the meaning in that? It's a question which I'm sure has crossed your mind sometimes. So I sat him down and I looked at him a shtickle derech Hashem from the Ramchal. I'm not going to burden you with the whole nusach, but the Ramchal, the Maisa speaks out clearly. What the nekuda of limud haTorah and kabbalah of the Torah was, and to paraphrase the lashon of the Ramchal, Ramchal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out many hashpois in the world. There's hashpois of gashmius, there's hashpois of rachamim, there's hashpois of parnos, there's hashpois of chesed. The highest hashpois, the highest level hashpois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the world, which is the closest to him himself, is the hashpah of Torah. At kedekach, that when a person is Isaac in Torah, a person is kivayochol, attaching himself to him, because in ruchnius, in the mitzias of the kirvashaf, in the mitzias of the gilui, of his baruch shemoi, in Torah, the highest level gilui in the bria is through Torah. There's no higher level shefa, there's no higher level hashpah, there's no higher level gilui of Eire Yisborach and Torah in the Briah. And that's the answer. The Bokhar's a Emes the Bokhar, he picked himself up, but it's a potato. That's the Matthias of Torah. And the more person's involved in it, the more person's attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is our Etzem Matthias and Matara that we came to the world. So if Vibalta, the Seals of Shana speaks out that a person came to the world to attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he came to the world for. That means, despite all the tirdus, and despite all the distractions, and despite all the oilam hazeh, and despite all the things which are pulling us in other ways, like Mishil Shom describes, the matorah why we came to this world is to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite that. And as much as we will attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that's as much as we will be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in oilam hazeh. Zeh le'um hazeh, they're all one thing. Is the highest level of attaching yourself to Kosh Baruch Hu Elam Hazeh through Torah. So that's why, if you have a spare few minutes, learn. Because that's what you came for. That's the whole Matar of the Briah. Matar of the Briah was to attach yourself to Kosh Baruch Hu, and Torah is the primary and highest level way of attaching yourself to Kosh Baruch Hu. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that every one of us has a hachana for that high level. The Gemara says in Shabbos, we've mentioned it before, but not in this context. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the famous Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Malachim gave him a very hard time. Omru Malachi Asharos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Mali Yelud Isha Beinenu. What's a human being doing by us? Vos Hoter Tzu Torah. A Yelud Isha with all his Chesroinis, with all his Midas Rois, with all his Tumo, with all his Taivis, you're going to give him Torah, the highest Hashbor, begins the Amelach, you're going to give yourself away to them, the Derech Hashem is highest gilui of Kvod Yisborach, you're going to go give to Yelud Isha. Amar lahem, that means they ask, what's he doing here, Bechal? He says, My Lulud Isha Beinenu. What is this guy is hanging around over here up in Shemayim? What's he doing here? Omer Lem the Kabul Torah, boy, he's here to Kabul Torah. Omer Lepon of Chamuda Gnuza Shegnuza Lechot Chamil Sashiv Ve'arba Deiris Kodesh and Nivra Oilam at the Mevakish Litin Lebos of Vedom. Mo Enesh Kisis Kirenu Uben Adam Kisis Kirenu Hashem Adayinenu Mo'ad Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz Asher Tano Hoitcha Al Shemayim Hoitcha. Your Shenkite itself? Leave up here? What are you giving it over here? What are you bringing Torah down? Omer Lech Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Hachas Olam Tshuva. Give them an answer. I get burned out. So he answered them back. Hold on to the Kisei HaKovet. What did he answer them back? He answered back the famous Gemara. You have no shachas to Torah. You have no shachas to Kinnah. You have no shachas to Gneva. You have no shachas to all the Tzivuim of the Torah. But Rabbi Yochum says that the answer was Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovet. We spoke about this in Parashas Shkolim. Kisei HaKovet is the darg of a Yid Neshama. A Yid comes from Tachas Kisei HaKovet. That's where his Neshama comes. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu was that you have nothing to be afraid of the Malachim. You have nothing to be afraid of the Malachim. The Malachim, as they are fine, they're very fine dargis. They're Taka Ruchnias. But a Yid is much higher. A Yid is higher than a Malach. Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovet. Your darg is much higher than a darg of a Malach. There's nothing higher than a Neshama of a Yid. The Neshama of a Yid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The oimik of Yisrael v'kutchibricho v'raisa chadu. What does that mean? The oimik of Yisrael v'kutchibricho v'raisa chadu is kipshutoi. It's chadu mamish. Because Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And a yid is a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And when a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Echoy is the Kisei HaKovet, take the darga that you have of a neshama of Tachas Kisei HaKovet, is the Tzad is... because that's the hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. Vibal Tayra is the highest shefa, the highest gilui of Tvoy Deiz Borach, is with what does a Yid come to Kabbalah Satayra? What does he come to Kabbalah Satayra with? He can't come with Nidrika Dargah, he can't come with a low Dargah, this low Dargah, that low Dargah. A Yid comes to Kabbalah Satayra with a Dargah of Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovet, because that's what his Mahus is. His Etzem Mahus is Nitachas Kisei HaKovet, higher than high, that's where he's sitting Be'etzem. And that's what allows him to be Kabbalah Satayra. So it wasn't stomach as an answer, you're better than them. The word is fakarit. That's why you're roi for Kabbalah Satayr. You're roi for Kabbalah Satayr because you're mitachas kisei kovet. They're not. They're not holding by that b'chol. You have the mitzias and you have the shaykhis and you have the yichoylis to be kind of that darga. They don't have that yichoylis. The malachim don't have the yichoylis to absorb that gilui of Shefa, he goli, that kval, they don't have the chayim, they don't have the kelim, they don't have the kelim to pick it up, they don't have the radar to absorb the shefa that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives in Torah. Only you does, only you, Achayim Zechiz HaKavar, only you have the kayachas to pick it up. They don't have shaykhas to b'chal, that's the tshuva to them. That's the kayach that you have over them. So when we come to talk about being with Asik in Torah, we're talking about coming from the tzad of us, which is the highest, most noble, most davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzad of us. That's the tzad that we're talking about. I want to add on something to it. I saw Gevaldig Gemaral. Mamash Gevaldig Gemaral. The Gemara says in Yuma that if I am based on my base, the following. The Zohar di Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shloisha Zer in him. There were three Zer in the Reis HaMikdash. On the Kalim there was a crown. So there were three Kalim in the Reis HaMikdash which had a Zer on it. Shal Mizbeach, Shal Oren, Shal Shofar. Shal Mizbeach Zohar Aaron. The Zer of the Mizbeach is Keser Kohuna. It's a crown. Natala, he took it. Shal Shulchan, Zohar David. Rashi says Shulchan is Ashirus. That's Malchus. That's the Keser Malucha. Shal Oroin, the crown of Oroin, Adain Munachu. Anybody can take it. Kol Aroitz Alikach V'Yikach. The three there. Famous Rambam. It's Keser Kuhuna. It's Keser Malucha. It's Kesef Torah, anybody could take. Says the Maral in Derech Chaim in office, Adov Neira, a dear from a pasuk. It says, by the Zer of the Shulchan, Vasisa Loi Zer. By the Zer of the Mizbeach, it says, Vasisa Loi Zer. By the Oren, it says, Vasisa Olav. What's the difference between Loi and Olav? Loi is a Kenyan in myself. Vasisa Loi, you make the Zer for the Loi. Olav is something which is detached from the Loi, it's on top of it. Loi is a Kenyan Batsim. Loi, you make the Zer for the him. Olav means there's a him, and then on top of him you put the Zer. Look. Zog the Maral, what's the Pshat? Melucha and Kahuna is something which is a Kenyan intrinsic in the person. Only somebody who's Roy for it can get it, biologically. Vasisa Loi. Torah is pure ruchnius. It's not limited to any physical tanoim. So it's olav. You'll take any matziv that you want and you can attach it. It's not limited by any limitations or any mikbolis. Is you can put it anywhere on any olav. It's not loy. Gvalde gedir. The shulchan is loy. It's to him, dafka to it. And the zer is part of the mitzias naturally. Likewise, by kahuna, likewise, melucha. Torah is not like that. Torah is olav. Torah is a zach for itself. It's a shtick ruchnius that any person can be koiner. The oimik of the zach is because vibalt Torah is the gilui of his baruch levad. Every yid has a hachana for that. It means the oimik why kesa Torah kol roitze. Anybody who wants can take it. Anybody can be Zeich and Kesef Torah. The reason is because every Yid has a preparation for it. Every Yid has a Darg of Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovet. Every Yid has that Darg of Be'etzim. Melucha, only Melucha. Kahuna, only Kahuna. Torah, every Yid has the Darg of Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovet. And about every Yid has that Darg, every Yid has the Metzias of Achai Olam Nota B'Sachenu. And that's why Avas HaTorah is something which is naturally in a person. Everyone's always looking for to get a cheshek in learning, to get a bren in learning. It's a sheker, it's not true. A person be'etzem in his natural state is a state of achoyz v'kisei hakovet. A person naturally has a longing, has a desire, v'nefesh lo timoleh, the neshama be'etzem inside itself is a darg of achoyz v'kisei hakovet. Be'etzem is a darg of koloraitza. You just have to take it, it's there. Now what's the pshat? Yeah, we get distracted. It's not about that there's no cheshik batsim. There's batsim a natural cheshik. You saw the kuchabais b'yukadu. It's one mitzias batsim. Anybody can take it. You don't need any tenoyim magdimim. There are no tenoyim beforehand. There's no conditions. There's no law. You don't need any biological conditions. You don't need any ilumhazadika conditions. You don't need any physical conditions. All of anybody can put the crown on. It's an exterior thing. You can be zeich in it. Is be'etzem every yid has a darg of achoyz v'kisei hakovet that be'etzem he has the kesher and he has the shayches to it. No, the word is, like I always say, it says the pasuk in Tehillim, Ashmi ish lohach v'atzis v'sham u'b'derech leitzim lo yoshu u'b'derech ki'im b'toyez Hashem chefzoi. Should have said ki'im, he went to learn. Toma verbs. He didn't do this, he didn't do that, he didn't do that, he went to learn. It doesn't say that. It says that if you don't sit with Leitzim and you don't waste your time and you don't do this, is what's the result? Is what are you going to do exactly? You're going to get depressed. You're going to get Alzheimer's. You do arts and crafts. What's it? What do you do all day? Kiyim b'toras Hashem chafzik. What's that yid? A yid b'toras Hashem chafzik. Kiyim. It's by default. What are you left with? No. So why don't we have the toras Hashem chafzik? Why don't we feel it? Because we're busy in Nebuch with the whole list of David HaMelech says over there. So we don't get to the pasuk. We don't get to the fourth pasuk. We never get to the fourth pasuk. We learn, but not Teres Hashem Chefzi. That's the only thing we want. It's not the only thing that we desire. But the word is, if a person would get rid of the first three psukim, Ashrei Ish, you'd be an Ashrei Ish guy. Laholach, laoshav, laomad. Is what's your natural state? Your natural state is you're sitting by the kisei kovet. That's the person's natural state. The person's looking for cheshek and learning. The person looking for bren. You have to go all types of tricks and creations and eitzes and go to kesef 40 days to get your thing and go chayrotol. What's it called? You don't need schoolers. Yeah, the whole kaisel is afloat in a yam of grape juice. Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need. Before they came, people learned. Yeah? You don't need schoolers. If a person goes back to his natural matzav and reminds himself of who he is, right away, it's misoyer in him ketoras Hashem chepsi. Right, because the shafa is there and you're there, so the hachone is there from beidet stodim. The kuchibrichu is there, the araist is there, and the yisrael is there. That's the natural matzav of the bria, by the way. That's the natural state of affairs. The natural state of affairs is ketoras Hashem chepsi. Now the vart is it's covered over, so you don't have to go do anything positive. Just have to get rid of all the klipas and all the coverings which cover it over, and a person goes back to his natural state of a chayz mechizya covered of teres Hashem chavtsoy. And at the gvalde gazak, as we come to the days of Kabbalah Sotera, which every year is mischadish again, is we have to do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. A chayz mechizya covered. Grab on to the kizya covered that we have. Grab on to the darga that we have. Grab on to our kechas. We have on to our natural teres Hashem chavtsoy. And as much as we do that, that's as much as we're zoichin Kabbalah Sotera.